What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast, which is today truly daily because I had an episode yesterday and I have one today. So we're moving along nicely after a long break in period of unproductiveness in that regard. So today I had another really busy day. I barely got to create. I did get to create one thing, and that was for a YouTube video. And this is actually quite interesting because I tried creating an interesting hybrid between an impressionistic slash realistic painting and an abstract painting. So what I took was, I just took a couple of scenes and I stripped them of all details that were actually interesting, or maybe let's say that were more minor in my opinion, and I left just the major shapes. But I took it to a real extreme, unlike what I usually do. I just left some almost abstract shapes. And then what I wanted to do is to challenge myself and the viewers to ultimately to create a sense of depth with an abstract scene. I don't know exactly how I got to that, but it seemed like a good idea. And it's actually very interesting. So I'm going to try and develop that concept. I want to be able to convey realism, but then again have the viewer think to themselves, there's nothing here. So you could look at it like extreme impressionism, I guess, taken all the way to the edge of the scale. And yeah, and hopefully tomorrow I'll have more time to create quote-unquote for myself. A couple of other interesting things. I just worked on editing today's YouTube video, and I'm actually doing another experiment. You know, I'm always trying to crack the code on YouTube. It's so hard. And I think, you know, I keep thinking, is it my niche? Is it something else that will help me improve the views, or am I doomed to be in a niche that doesn't have that much views? But then I do see people from the drawing and painting niche that do have niche. I don't know how to say it. That do get a lot of views. So I do think there is a way. I just think you have to be smart and think a little outside the box. And then it raises the question whether I want to do such a thing or not. Because a lot of content is aimed more towards, you know, just entertainment. And I do like that my work and paintings have an educational value. So I need to just find my own balance and keep refining it, I guess. But today's experiment is actually really interesting. I just noticed that a couple of people I follow on YouTube have a very specific type of thumbnail in which it's very, you can't rethink anything. It's like you immediately know what you're looking at. That's the main thing. And I worked on the thumbnail. It's a review for a really, really cool pen that was sent to me to try out, and I actually really love it. Fountain pen. You'll see it today. And so it dawned on me that my thumbnails are a little too complex, and I need to simplify it more. Like someone has to, and not just simplify, but make it more accurate and more congruent, because when someone sees the thumbnail, they need to, first off, they need to immediately understand what they're going to watch. Okay, so there can't be any doubt or confusion, or not, they're not going to click. And second, I think it should motivate them to click, to motivate them to want to watch the video. And then, of course, the video has to deliver and all of that. But for that first stage, I just think my thumbnails aren't clear and focused and specific enough. So what I did was I actually removed the background from the pen and just put the pen, cut out just the pen, put it in a black background and wrote some really clear text that's white on black. And we'll see how that goes. I have a feeling that that thumbnail will get a lot of attention. It is an interesting experiment because you never really know, but I have a good feeling about this one. I'll definitely keep you updated. Tomorrow when I get up, I'll be able to see how it went, how it did, and we'll see. But in any case, this is it. This is what I wanted to update you about today. I hope to give you another update tomorrow, but who knows? We never know. And this is it. We'll talk again real soon. Take care.